You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
So a doctor on TikTok says we're all flushing the toilet incorrectly. Now, is it true? Is it true that we're all gross? Well, let's go to the experts.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Jenna, how does one doctor explain that we are flushing the toilet incorrectly?
Here's another doctor getting famous on TikTok, got about 300,000 plus views about the fact that all of America is flushing the toilet wrong. But I do have to say, Anna, this one has a little bit of legitimacy, okay? This is a little bit valid compared to some of the other stuff we've been discussing. So some of us are very nervous about going into public restrooms, right? And they've done these exposés on 2020 and some of these magazine shows showing us that public restrooms aren't as scary as we believe they are. Some people are worried sitting down on a toilet seat is, you know, they're going to catch an STD like chlamydia or gonorrhea.
Yeah.
And people are concerned about toilet seats. And there's reason to be concerned when it comes to flushing the toilet. So germs and feces, right, can be propelled into the air when the toilet is flushed. Many of us don't shut the lid of the toilet. And this TikTok doctor is saying that if you leave the lid up when you flush, it is likely that some of those germs, including E. coli, which is often found in feces in your stool, can be propelled into the air and may land on the toilet seat. So he actually ran a petri dish on toilets flushed after someone had a bowel movement. This is very glamorous of a study. And they grew out colonies of bacteria. So it is wise, I think, we can take this TikTok doctor's advice, and I think it's wise to shut the top of the toilet lid, while we're flushing. And I have to be honest with you, I'm going to admit it now, Anna, I don't do that.
Right.
And now I'm going to after reading the data.
I don't know anybody that does that. I never even crossed my mind to do that. So, I mean, I understand doing it at home. But, you know, as a mom of a young child, I always get concerned when I'm in public bathrooms. And I'm the mom that puts like 14 rings of toilet paper around the seat before I put my kid on it, you know. And I remember,
me too. Yes.
I remember when I was little, my mom used to make me stand and crouch and have to go to the bathroom. I get the whole closing the lid thing when you're in a bathroom, but do you need to do all that with the nest of toilet paper when you're in a public restroom?
So, yeah, like I think that we don't need to put 14 rings of toilet paper around the toilet bowl. The chances of catching something from a toilet seat are incredibly low. And in fact, I've done an article on this also and interviewed the president of the American Society for Microbiology. Mm-hmm. And she told me, to her knowledge, no one has ever acquired an STD on a toilet seat. She's never seen any data from that at all. So the worry in public bathrooms really is people touching sinks and faucet handles, towel dispensers, or even doorknobs, right? So what can happen is you can catch like a common cold, and it can easily be mitigated by just washing your hands. And so if you ever go to a public bathroom, you don't have to worry if you're paranoid about germs. Just make sure you wash your hands exiting. And to be honest, like I'll take a paper towel, and I'll use the paper towel to open the doorknob, to touch the doorknob and then open the door.
Yeah.
You know, I hate being sick. I don't know about you.
No,
but
me too.
I don't love it.
I can't stand it.
Yeah.
And like when one kid comes home, you know, you're all going to get it, and it's just the worst. Yeah.
I know. I quarantined my husband, actually. I put him in a different room whenever he brings anything home. He's a doctor, too, and works at a hospital. Mm-hmm. So he's bringing a lot of stuff in. Mm-hmm. During COVID, I'd wash him down like silk would.
He just has to sleep on the couch. He'll be all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Dr. Jennifer Wider. You can find her online at drwider.com. Thank you.